This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This episode of Travel Today with Peter Greenberg is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today at www.audiblepodcast.com/travel today to get a free audiobook and 30-day trial. Within 2 seconds of getting off a plane or a train in Amsterdam, you're confronted with the harsh reality that you better have a bicycle. I mean, it is a bike culture. It's a bike community. Everybody rides their bikes. They park their bikes. I suppose the most lucrative job in town has to be bicycle repairman, because there are bikes of every pedigree and caliber and condition you can imagine on the streets. And you'll notice when you're in a car driven by a local driver that they just don't stop the car and open the door. They stop the car and really look around, because there are bikes coming from everywhere, along the canals, down the streets, along the where the streetcars are going, everything. Joining me now is somebody who knows a little bit about that, because, well, he's a bike man here in Amsterdam, but he's also a Minnesotan.
Yeah.
Yeah. His name is Mike Luksetich. I got the name right, too, didn't I?
You did very nicely there.
See, first time out. I'm doing great today.
You're doing good. I've only had two other people get it right in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, be that way. How'd you go from Minnesota to Amsterdam?
That would take longer than our allotted time, but I was fortunate. I studied European and Russian history and ended up giving summer bicycle tours in Munich when I was in graduate school. And then from there, the opportunity came to be a manager of a bike shop here, and I jumped.
And you jumped.
Yeah.
And now you're running your own tours.
Yep.
Now, Amsterdam is best seen, I think, on a bicycle.
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
It's safer.
Tell me.
Walking through this town is like being the deer. You start riding a bike, you are arming the deer. So when people first show up and they're very scared, they're looking to cross, and here's the bikes coming from the right, and then there's the car, and then there's tram, and then you have the reverse on the other side, and they get freaked out. But then you get them on a bike, and within
they're fearless.
Yeah, within 30 seconds, they're ringing the bell at the people who are walking their luggage down the middle of the street, and it just reverses it. And once they get 5 minutes in,
but, you know, there are some cities that pride themselves in the U.S. of having bike paths.
Yes.
All of Amsterdam is a bike path.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, anything that a bike can go on is on.
There's that, and they've done a lot of work in the past 40 years on proper infrastructure for the bike paths as well. It's not just a painted line down the street. You've seen the bicycle traffic lights. They've got dedicated bike lanes with a curb in between, really keeping it safe. If they find a corner is having a lot of accidents, they redesign it with more lights to slow people down. It's part of the infrastructure.
So where do you like to take people that's maybe not on the brochure, not in the guidebooks, that they're going to see the real Amsterdam?
Some would say the real Amsterdam's getting a lot harder to find. From when I first came here 15 years ago, I've had friends that were hanging out in squat parties that are now turning into nicely developed areas in the north, which is very nice. You take the free ferries across, and you've got up there still some of the old buildings that have been turned into squats, which have now turned into
Explain the squats. Just people camping out?
Buildings, because of the housing shortage in this country in the past, if you had a building that was not occupied for a year and a day, it could be legally squatted. And at that point, good luck getting them out. So I knew people that were in 10,000 square meter old warehouses and factories that weren't in use anymore, and they'd throw these parties that have 2,000 people show up. You could park all the bikes
and
inside.
And you knew this because you went to those parties?
I was invited. I might have DJ'd maybe one of them once, yes. But that type of stuff's a little harder to find. But there are still some nice areas of the city that are popping up. But it's more on the edges as opposed to the center now.
But not just, I mean, how long is one of your tours?
One of our tours, the countryside tour, is 4 hours. The city's around 3 hours.
And it's not heavy biking. You're not going up a lot of hills.
No. Today, in total, I did a city tour today for about 3 hours. The guy had a pedometer with him, and he said we went 11 kilometers.
Right. And it's not heavy. It's not heavy lifting.
No, not at all. You got some steep canal bridges, but other than that, it's pretty easy.
Right. What's the biggest surprise on your tour?
The amount of people who show up. How can I put this delicately? Can't ride a bicycle.
Are you talking about Americans? Maybe. Come on.
It has been known to occur, yes, but...
the answer is yes. Okay, fine.
Too many people think that they...
So does Mike's Bike Tour offer training wheels?
No, we tell them where Mike's Bike Tour is not Mike's Bike Lessons, and practicing in the gym for 2 months doesn't count. You need to work on your balance as well.
So basically you make them sign the waiver and they fall down.
No, fortunately here there is no waivers. A verbal agreement stating they know how to ride a bike is legal, and that way if they fall, we can sue them.
You've used that line before.
I might have.
Might have. At the same time you were DJing that one party once.
Yeah, they never asked me back.
No. Is bike theft a big problem here? It has to be. Has to be.
Oh, my goodness. Just my shop alone will lose 15 to 20 a year.
Wow.
And that's out of a bike rental fleet of approximately 200 bikes. The town has 800,000 people, a million bikes, and they say up to 10% are stolen every year.
So the key to life here in Amsterdam... Don't buy any bike new.
No, there's a. You don't see a lot of it. There's a big secondhand market.
Yeah, I wonder where that comes from. Mike Luksetic. Wait, did I do it? Luksetic.
Luksetic.
Luksetic. Yeah. I got it right the first time.
Yes, you did.
Give me a break.
I'm
all right. From Mike's Bike Tours, I'm going to go riding with you.
Okay, cool deal.
And I've worked on my balance. I've trained for 2 years.
All right, then we shouldn't have any hassles.
You got it.
All right.
Back with more Peter Greenberg Worldwide from the Conservatorium here in Amsterdam right after this.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.